talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said our home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize: the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, the Fall Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up the last weekend in August as we return to the brand new Gilliard Center, and also the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, which is coming up April 25th and 26th at Family Circle Stadium on Daniel Island. And today's radio show is coming to you from one of our sponsors, Sherwin-Williams, and we're very proud to have Sherwin-Williams on board as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. And today we're going to be talking to Mac McIntosh with Next Gen Technologies, Carol Budden with Main Street Antiques, Stephen Wayne with Wayne Green Wood. He is a woodworker, creates these beautiful antique style tables and furniture. And also we'll be talking with Rafael Ketevez with Real Deal Countertops. So if you're looking to update your kitchen with some brand new countertops or bathroom, listen in, and Rafael will be able to tell you some good things about how to get the process started. But joining me now is Charleston Home and Design Magazine's Carly Cortez. How you doing, Carly?
I'm doing great. How are you, Tim?
Good, good. Carly, we've got a big event coming up at the end of April, the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, April 25th and 26th. That's a Saturday and Sunday. Most of our shows are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, it's a little more laid back. It's just a Saturday-Sunday show, free admission, free parking, and we've got almost 100 local A-list companies that will be literally picking up their showrooms, bringing them to Family Circle Stadium on Daniel Island, and setting them up underneath the stadium seating. And you'll probably be seeing a lot of the Family Circle Stadium in the next week, with the Family Circle Cup kicking off today. And if you see some of the highlights on TV, underneath the stadium seating is a very large concourse, and we line the concourse with all the almost 100 local vendors that are out there, and they are there for you. They're giving up their weekend for the public to answer your questions, to help you kind of get yourself organized in whatever project that you have. And this is our fourth year doing the show, Carly, and you've been involved with every one of these shows. What are your impressions of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island?
It's actually my favorite show. It's coming up on my favorite time of year. Who doesn't love spring and summer when things are in bloom and you're getting ready to tackle a project maybe in your backyard or in the house, getting ready for summer and having guests over. So it's a great way to come out and get ideas and talk to the people who can help you make that happen.
Right. And, you know, one of the key points about the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island is it's Charleston's only open air home show. And so, you know, I always refer to the months of April and October as being the bookend months. And so those are the months between the hot weather and the cold weather, where you don't have to run your air conditioning. It's awesome to be outside. And, you know, April is also a great time for a home show with everybody. You know, just about everybody this time of year has a project. But, you know, who wants to spend a whole weekend indoors when the weather is so beautiful outdoors? And so, you know, you can come to the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island at Family Circle Stadium and, you know, talk to the experts that you need to talk to jumpstart your project and enjoy a nice breeze off the Wando River. And we contract with Palmetto Mosquito Control. They come out and they spray the whole Family Circle area down so that there's no see-ums. We get rid of those gnats and the mosquitoes, so it's mosquito free and gnat free, which is really nice. And it's just a nice and then we've got some other things going on. We've got the Home Show Happy Hour, which happens on Saturday, April 25th from 5 to 8. So show hours on Saturday are 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., free admission, free parking. From 5 to 8, we have beer and wine and catered food at all of the vendor booths. And again, that's free for you to come. And if you want to drink beer or wine, we sell wristbands for only $5, and that entitles you to, you know, however much beer or wine you'd like. And then also taking place as part of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island is the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. And Carly, how many homes do we have this year on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour?
We have 7 homes.
7 private residences on Daniel Island. And that's the nice thing about Daniel Island is, you know, everything is sort of self-contained. You come, what we suggest is come to the Charleston Home and Design Show, park in the either on-street parking or the off-street parking. There's a nice parking lot right there for free. Come on into the show, talk to some of the experts. And then we do ticket sales in advance, and I'll tell you about how you can buy tickets for only $20 to walk through 7 private residences on Daniel Island. And then you pick up your tickets right there at the show, and then get in your car from 1 until 5 p.m. It's a self-guided tour. You visit the 7 different homes. It's a short drive from each one home to another. Some of the homes you can just park and visit two homes at one time. They're that close in proximity. This is also a fundraiser for the American Red Cross, the Lowcountry chapter. And we make a generous donation to the American Red Cross Lowcountry chapter from the proceeds of the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. And as I mentioned, tickets are $20 in advance, and you can buy those at DanielIslandLuxuryHomeTour.com, DanielIslandLuxuryHomeTour.com. And then if there are any tickets available the day of, we usually sell out in advance, but if there are any tickets available, you can come to Family Circle Stadium at the Charleston Home and Design Show and buy tickets for $25 the day of. And the tour goes on from 1 to 5 p.m. on Saturday, April 25th. And Carly, let's talk about some of the homes that are going to be on the tour.
Before we move on to talk about the homes, I want to make sure everybody knows that we are only selling about 400 tickets, so get your tickets in advance.
That's a good point.
You can come out the day of, like you said, if we have some available, we will absolutely get you on that tour, but buy them in advance because we only are selling 400 tickets.
And we do suggest you start the tour early. Be ready to, the doors to all the homes open up at 1 o'clock sharp and they close at 5 o'clock sharp. And so these are private residences, so we have to respect the fact that, you know, there are families living in these homes. And so they have graciously agreed to open up their homes for a 4-hour period on Saturday. And that's plenty of time to walk through. And a little bit different from in the past, we are encouraging photography. And some tours that you may go on, you notice that photography is not allowed, but for the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, we want you to take pictures and get lots of ideas and inspiration. And then when the tour wraps up, come on back to the Charleston Home and Design Show going on at Family Circle Stadium for the Home Show Happy Hour from 5 to 8 for beer and wine and food, and spend the whole day with Charleston Home and Design Magazine.
Absolutely, make a day of it. But to get going talking about the homes that we have on the tour, the first one I would like to talk about is a home built by Low Country Premier Custom Homes. Mm-hmm. It's on 1 Woodford Street, and that's where we're going to start off the tour. It's a beautiful home, really spectacular. It's got beautiful views of the golf course. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. They have all upgraded appliances, you know, like luxury kitchen.
Wolf and Sub-Zero appliances.
Absolutely. Wolf and Sub-Zero appliances, you know, the best of the best. They have a large in-ground heated pool with a spa, custom lighting fixtures, extensive trim packages with wainscoting, ceiling accents throughout the whole house, sprawling kitchen with massive center island, 5-centimeter marble. That's something that Cy with Low Country Premier Custom Homes does specifically in his homes. It's a little upgrade from the usual. I know that's something that they really like to point out about their homes, is that they go that extra mile and make things really custom and really beautiful and luxurious. They have long length random width hardwood flooring up to 12 inches wide, which is also something specially that they do. But this is a beautiful house. You don't want to miss it.
And by the way, we want to mention that the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the tour itself is sponsored by Tech Home by QEI Security and Technology. And special thanks to Tech Home for sponsoring the tour. The second home on the tour is 7 Dalton Street, and that was built by Renaissance South Construction Company. And by the way, all the builders will be on site at each home, and they'll be there to greet you and to answer your questions. And, there's lots of details that go into building a custom home, and you're going to be able to talk directly to the builder about the process and, you know, how you can maybe integrate some of the ideas you see in these houses into your own home. And 7 Dalton Street, a floating staircase with glass railing. That sounds fantastic. A full bar and billiards room, a cabana and pool with swim-up bar, a barrel vault, bathroom ceiling, a Pecky cypress ceiling in the foyer, custom stained hickory flooring, a master bedroom with a large adjoining sitting room, a linear fireplace in the great room, open floor plan between the gourmet kitchen and the great room, and a main floor master bedroom suite. So that's the second home on the tour. And then we've got 117 River Green Place, and that was built by Arthur Ruttenberg Homes. And it's got coffered ceilings in the living room and custom exposed trusses in the kitchen, separate bar area and refrigerated wine closet, beautiful master suite with hardwood floors, 2 children rooms connected by a loft. It's a fantastic house. It's 117 River Green Place. Go ahead, Carly, and talk about 425 LeCesne Street.
The builder on this particular house is Nautilus Company. You'll be seeing in this house, they have a classic contemporary home with 4 bedrooms, large master bedroom suite with custom closet, shiplap walls, ceilings in the kitchen and great room. That is something that's super popular right now. A generous guest suite with separate sitting area, custom cabinets in the kitchen, butler pantry and family room, large back porches on first and second floors. It overlooks the golf course and the marsh. It has 10-foot ceilings and white oak hardwood flooring throughout.
Very nice. Another house on the tour, 1422 Smythe Street, built by Structures Building Company. And this house has got views of the Wando River with a private dock, 11-foot ceilings downstairs, basket weave tile in the kitchen, a fantastic house. We've also got 1311 Smythe Street, built by Shelter Custom Built Living, and reclaimed antique heart pine floors, large vaulted kitchen ceiling with exposed rafters, everything custom in this house at 1311 Smythe Street. And then 341 LeCesne Street, built by Jackson Built Custom Homes. Built-in desk area with walnut counter, shiplap walls and sliding doors in the family room. Covered rear porch with fireplace and motorized screens. Fantastic house. And all seven of these homes, you can walk through on Saturday, April 25th from 1 to 5 p.m. And tickets are only $20 in advance, available at DanielIslandLuxuryHometour.com. That's DanielIslandLuxuryHometour.com. And if you want more information about the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, go to DanielIslandHomeShow.com. And then, as I mentioned, if you want to buy a $20 ticket in advance for the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, that's DanielIslandLuxuryHometour.com. Well, we hope you have a great holiday weekend and enjoy today's show. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Sherwin-Williams at 801 North Main Street in Somerville. And thanks to Sherwin-Williams for hosting today's radio show and also being a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, coming up April 25th and 26th at Family Circle Stadium on Daniel Island. And now we're talking with Stephen Wayne with Wayne Green Wood. How you doing, Stephen?
I'm doing great.
Good. Stephen, take a moment and tell everybody about Wayne Green Wood.
Well, I'd like to thank you and say what a pleasure it is to be out here today.
Sure.
Wayne Green Wood, we make furniture, antique style, antique material, tables, and furniture, handcrafted furniture.
Nice. Is this a big factory that you have at Wayne Green Wood, or are you kind of?
Well, it's a growing process, but right now I operate out of a woodshed that we built slightly north of Charleston. It's about 1,600 square foot woodshed that houses tools and wood and just about everything you can think of to make furniture.
Nice. So what do you make the different types of table and furnishings? What kind of material do you use at Wayne Green Wood?
At Wayne Green Wood, we specialize in local materials. For us, our primary material is pine that's salvaged from the Charleston Peninsula. We get it from different ages, from 100-year-old buildings to 300-year-old buildings. And being a local building material of choice, pine is our primary building material. And we like to think the slower the growth of the pine, the more quality the pine.
And you're referring to the difference between the old growth pine that from trees hundreds of years ago versus the more rapidly grown pine that grows today.
Exactly. Basically, the farther back you go, the older the property, the older the tree, and the basically, the harder the wood.
Well, this is radio, so it's difficult to, we can't show people, but can you describe some of the tables that you've built for customers at Wayne Green Wood?
Yeah, we build a lot of farm tables. Would be our main type of table, but we take the timbers and beams that we find on the peninsula and we shape them down to planks. And, well, it all starts with the size. So a client would choose the size of table they'd like. And then we've got several styles of legs and bases that we do. We turn legs. We do tapered legs. We do squares. We even do some carving. So yeah, it starts with the size, and then mm-hmm. we design the table base, and typically pick a finish.
Mm-hmm.
That basically, we don't produce tables; we create tables.
Gotcha.
And so,
is it mostly homeowners that contract with Wayne Greenwood for work done, or do you also just build tables that people can like maybe look at on your website and buy?
Yeah, we've got a list of pre-made tables on the website, all different shapes and sizes. Those are all for sale, and they're at our home gallery in Charleston. And then we're open to meeting up with people and just kind of drawing out the table and taking it from scratch and just creating a one-of-a-kind table.
Hmm. How did you get into this kind of work? What's your background?
I've got a varied background. I think I've done a little bit of everything.
Uh-huh.
Always relied on carpentry, and carpentry is basically one of my main occupations, but kind of got into it with the material
mm-hmm.
that I saw in abundance here in Charleston
mm.
as I did a lot more restoration work and just really kind of fell in love with the old heart pine.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've always had a lot of respect for interior trim carpenters because, as opposed to say a framer, interior trim carpenters have to be very exact with their work, and being a furniture maker is a step above an interior trim carpenter.
Well, geez, it's an honor you say that. Yeah, there's a lot of detail that goes into it, a lot of math, a lot. Fine detail is basically the name of the game. And so,
what's your? Can you think back on some of the tables or furniture that you've made at Wayne Greenwood that's you're particularly proud of? Some of your favorite work.
Well, to me, as a craftsman at Wayne Greenwood, you know, the material is all precious to us. And so our main focus is to make the most out of the material. So anything from kitchen islands to end tables to dining tables to console tables, for us it's really what goes into the table. We can make a standard base table for a very efficient price, or we could take that table and we can turn the legs, and we can carve the aprons, and we could shape a drawer, and we can, you know, we can put beads on the tabletop. So I'd say my favorite creation is the last one we just built, which was a kind of like an Italian-style trestle table, there where we did a lot of carving on the feet, turned the legs, and some nice dental molding around the apron, and it just really came out really nice. A lot of woodwork and a lot of detail,
mm-hmm.
and so yeah, we kind of value what goes into each table.
Mm-hmm. What about if someone has an existing table, like an antique or something like that? Do you do any kind of repair work?
We do occasionally do some repair work. It's not our primary focus, and it all comes down to knowing how to do it. A lot of times, well, we work with pine, so we have pine in hand, but a lot of antiques are made from many different species, so we can do it. It's not our primary focus. Mm-hmm. A lot of those projects take a good bit of research,
right,
and technique.
What's a typical size for one of the farm tables that Wayne Greenwood creates?
Well, we make them anywhere from 6 to 12 feet long.
12 feet typical, long, wow.
Yeah, 12 feet long. We could go longer, but we'd probably have to add some legs to it.
Mm-hmm.
But our typical tables are 6 foot to 7 foot farm tables.
Gotcha. And Wayne Greenwood, you folks have made some 12-foot long tables before?
We have, yep.
How many people would that sit?
Well, it depends how close you are, I guess, with the people you're sitting with. I think the standard for seat is roughly 22 inches. So I don't have my calculator in front of me. That's quite a few.
That's going to be a big family dinner right there.
Yeah, and, you know, the big tables really look great with a nice long bench with them. You can really get as many people as you want at that table for that function or that event.
Right. Interesting. Well, how do you do customers come to your shop, or do they look at your work online? What's the best way for people to get in touch with Wayne Greenwood?
Oh, just give me a call. Kind of a small operation. I've got the woodshed an eighth mile from my house. I've got a lot of pieces in my home gallery that I show. I might work 60 hours a week, but I can't guarantee you I'll be there 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always happy to call and to take an appointment to meet you, to show you either the wood shop and the material, to show you the gallery with the different cuts and finishes. Just a call away.
Good deal. And if they want to see your work online?
You can go to waynegreenwood.com.
Okay. And how is that spelled?
That's spelled W-A-I-N. Green Wood, that's three words.
Okay. So Wayne is your last name. It's not the way a typical first name Wayne is spelled. W-A-I-N, greenwood.com.
That's right. My name's Wayne, and our wood is salvaged, not newly sawn, so it's green.
Uh-huh.
Green in the recycled factor, not the fresh from the tree.
Gotcha.
Wayne Greenwood.
WayneGreenwood.com. Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Stephen Wayne, the craftsman behind Wayne Greenwood. Give him a call and definitely check out their handmade farm tables that Wayne Greenwood can make for you, too. Well, thanks so much, Steve. It was nice to talk to you today.
Thank you very much.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from the Sherwin-Williams location in Somerville at 801 North Main Street in Somerville. And special thanks to Sherwin-Williams for hosting today's radio show and also being a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island coming up April 25th and 26th at Family Circle Stadium on Daniel Island. And now we're talking with Rafael Quetaves with Real Deal Countertops. How you doing, Rafael?
Good. How you doing, Tim?
Good. Rafael, take a moment and tell everybody about Real Deal Countertops.
Real Deal Countertop, it is a family-owned company here in Somerville that we are a custom fabrication shop for countertops.
Okay. What does that mean, custom fabrication shop?
Well, that means that we don't have anything pre-cut in our warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is done to the specific measurement and the customer's house.
Gotcha. So if a homeowner wants new countertops in their house or maybe a stone surround around their fireplace, Real Deal Countertops is a fabricator. You cut the stone custom to whatever the customer wants.
Exactly. It's all custom. We can do round tables. We can do any shape pretty much with the stone.
Gotcha.
So that's why we are a custom fabrication shop.
Whenever you're looking at real estate ads for houses for sale, if the house has granite countertops or something like that, they always mention that. That's always a selling point. It kind of leaves you with the impression that having natural stone countertops or any kind of stone in the house is expensive. Is it expensive?
Not at all, Tim. Granite countertops, it's not expensive at all. People think that. That's actually what customer, the homeowner wants. They want that rich look,
mm-hmm.
but it's not. It's not at all.
Can you give, let's say a homeowner has got some laminate countertops. They want to get rid of the old and have some new countertops. How is the What's the process? Let's start with the process before we talk about the pricing.
The process is mostly what I want everybody to do. Just give us a call if they have any question. We hold everybody's hand. We'll help them select the stone, bring them to my warehouse, and select what they want. And I'll go to their house. I do the final measurement. And we install it. So if they want to get a price, just give us a call, and I'll go to their house personally and measure their countertop, and I'll bring sample with me too. Mm-hmm. But I have so many, I wish I could bring all of them. It won't fit in my car. So mm-hmm. I wish I could bring all of them. But I'll bring some samples with me and have them look at it. And also, of course, invite them to come to my shop and select what they want. Mm-hmm.
So you folks at Real Deal Countertops will go to the homeowner's house and measure, and then after they pick out the stone, what's the next step?
Okay, the next step after they pick up the stone, I'll give them, you know, the estimate. And most of the time with our customer, they move forward with the countertop, and we'll go back, and our measurement department will go back and do a final measurement. You know, when I go to their house, I measure, I'll give them a price, and they will come out and do a final measurement. They do a template, and within a week and a half later, we'll come back and install it. Everything's done in one day, the installation.
Hmm. How long will a homeowner be without their kitchen?
Not at all. If they already have a countertop in place, we will measure with the existing countertop. And we're going to remove that existing countertop the day of the installation.
Oh, okay.
So they're not going to be without countertop any period of time.
Their kitchen's not going to be
torn up during the process
or anything. Just a one-day kind of thing. All right. Well, good deal. And then once the stone countertops are installed, is there a lot of maintenance that they have to do on the stone countertops?
Not at all, Tim. The only recommendation we give is to clean is with the soap and water, pretty much. If they have grease on the countertop, we're going to seal that countertop for them. So it's going to be sealed. We'll help them protect their countertop against any stain, the stains and all that. But that countertop will be sealed. And also, we're going to provide them with a cleaner. Mm-hmm. That cleaner is a cleaner and a protector as well. So more they using that cleaner, more sealer they put in the countertop, so that is good as well.
Mm. When you said sealer, is that a difficult process?
Not at all. Not at all. It's very easy. Customer can do it themselves. A lot of people think it is a lot of work to do, but it's not. It's very easy. You spray it. It's instruction on the bottle, but it's pretty much you spray it and wipe it, it's, you know, in the counters and wait it to dry and do it a second coat, and that's it.
Mm.
Very easy to do.
You can tell your wife that you're going to be sealing the countertops that Saturday while she goes out shopping or something, and she'll think that you've been working at it all day, though.
Yes, for sure. Yes.
That's good. Now, let's talk about pricing, because some natural stone costs more than others. Some are more expensive than others.
Yes, that is true. More the exotic colors. Exotic colors, I mean, with a lot of movements, they are more expensive.
What does that mean, movement?
It has a lot, you know, the veins. Okay. You know, it has a lot of veins in it.
When you're looking at the countertops, it sort of looks like lava has been moving in it or something?
Exactly. Those are considered exotic colors.
Okay.
They are more expensive than the standard colors that mostly – so it's more demand. So uh-huh. It's like if it's a lot in the market, it will be less expensive. If it's less in the market, it will be more expensive. Mm-hmm. But we import our own materials.
Hmm.
So what that means is – we do have exotic colors in stock. The same exotic colors in stock that I have will be less if I have to purchase from the distributor.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that I cut all that middleman there. So that's why I import my own material. The exotic colors that I have in stock won't be extremely expensive at all.
Mm-hmm. Where does Real Deal Countertops import your stone?
Brazil. We bring direct from Brazil, India, Italy, but mostly from Brazil.
I detect a slight accent. Are you from Brazil?
I am. Okay. I'm Brazilian. My family there, all my family's here. So, yes.
So you have a lot of connections.
A lot of connection down there, yes.
Gotcha, mm-hmm. Gotcha. And so does a lot of stone come out of Brazil?
Mostly the stone comes out of Brazil.
Mostly the what?
The granite.
The granite,
yeah,
okay.
It comes from Brazil.
Goes
Brazil
around
is the
world?
Main source of granite.
For the world?
Yes,
I see.
For the world. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha, okay. And then let's say somebody wants stone countertops in their kitchen. They want a lower priced option. What would be some of the types of stone that they could choose from?
Tim, and we have that too. We have promotions every week. I mean, it's hard for me to tell. But the customer has to come to the shop, and we have a lot of promotions every week. We have countertops from $30 to $40 a square foot installed,
mm-hmm.
But that varies in color. So the customer has to come to me to the showroom in Somerville and see what we have.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we have promotions all the time.
Say you mentioned $30 a square foot. I've always heard like the average size of countertops in an average kitchen is about 60 square feet or so.
Depends. You can find kitchen that has only 35 square feet.
And even less.
It is more. So what that means, you can have a kitchen countertop installed for less than $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really, really a bargain.
That includes all the cutting of the stone?
There's
no extra fees that you...
No extra fees for the cuttings. No, everything will be included in there.
Very good. So that's very reasonable, less than $2,000 mm-hmm. for brand new countertops.
Yes. I mean, of course, it will depend on the size of the kitchen, but
right.
Just give you an example. Yeah, you can have a countertop for less than $2,000.
Oh, that's great. We're almost out of time, but what are some of the hot-selling stone that you're seeing people choose from Real Deal Countertops?
The whites. White and gray are really popular. And speaking about that, we having about two containers coming in the middle of April, all white grays and white, gorgeous, gorgeous material. I invite every listener come by and take a look at it. Gorgeous material that's coming in.
And it's not marble?
It's not marble. It's quartzite. Quartzite is not a new, it's natural stone.
Uh-huh.
It's not new, but it is becoming more popular now because
uh-huh.
they come with a lot of the whites and the grays like marble,
mm-hmm.
but it's more resistant than a marble.
Okay.
So people are loving it. I cannot keep in stock.
That's great. You don't want marble in your kitchen, right?
No, it's not recommended.
Right.
But
softer material.
It is more soft, but a lot of people do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell everyone how they can get in touch with Real Deal Countertops.
All right. They can come to the showroom, 818 Central Avenue in Somerville, or they can call the office at toll-free number 866-707-1414 or my cell 843-729-1176.
All right, terrific. Well, we have been talking with Rafael Quetaves with Real Deal Countertops. Thanks so much, Rafael.
All right, thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from the Sherwin-Williams location, 801 North Main Street in Somerville. And we're very proud to have Sherwin-Williams on board as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, coming up April 25th and 26th at Family Circle Stadium on Daniel Island. And now we're talking with Mac McIntosh with Next Gen Technologies. How you doing, Mac?
I'm doing good, Tim. How about yourself?
Good, good. Mac, take a moment and tell everybody about Next Gen Technologies.
Well, Next Gen Technologies is a low voltage firm based out of Somerville, South Carolina. We service the Charleston area, the Hilton Head area, and now the Greenville area. And we cover all aspects of low voltage, starting with structured cabling, security systems, security cameras, audio and video distribution, whole house audio, home theater. surveillance. I think I may have said that already, but basically anything and everything low voltage that you would find inside a home.
Why do you refer? Why is it referred to as low voltage?
Low voltage is anything under 120 volts. That would be 120 volts is what your standard receptacles would run off of. Anything below 120 volts is considered low voltage, and that's really deemed by the powers that be, in the inspection department. Not so much us.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So next gen technologies, you folks are responsible for. Helping homeowners create home theaters in their homes, a lot of fun stuff, music and audio video.
That's true. Now, and we do a lot of practical stuff, the home networking and the security and that side of things. But we also do the toys, and that's probably the stuff that the bells and whistles that really makes people's eyes light up. Mm-hmm. When they're doing a house or the stuff that they get excited about, I guess is really what I mean.
Right.
There's nothing like that brand new flat screen or that brand new man cave that you just get finished getting decked out, with all the speakers and automation and things of that nature.
And you folks at Next Gen Technologies, you can help homeowners when they're building a house, but then what about homeowners that have an existing home?
We can do new construction or retrofit on any system that we do. Retrofits can be limited by accessibility. A lot of stuff is done wirelessly, but some of it has to be hardwired. So really, it's a case-by-case basis. But for the most part, we can do just about anything on a retrofit scenario as we would on new construction. Now, the cost is going to be a bit higher on retrofit because it's a bit more labor intensive than it would be, where the walls open.
Mm-hmm. So. Right. So you're able to help homeowners that have an older house without tearing out the sheetrock and things like that?
Yep, for the most part. Again, it really depends on what the end game is for them and what they're trying to accomplish. And sometimes finding out their scope and kind of letting them know what's possible and making those two things meet up in the middle with obvious budget constraints is really the approach that we like to take.
How when you're talking to a homeowner at Next Gen Technologies, are they telling you what they want, or are you enlightening them to the possibilities of what you can do in your home with as far as home technology?
Well, that is a great question. It's a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. Homeowners come in with a general scope. They have a general idea of what they want to do, but a lot of them don't know not only what's possible, but how to make that happen. So I try to lead them as much as possible. So I take their general scope, and then I have a list of questions that I go through. And from those answers, I'm able to generate not only equipment list, but also a functionality list, more importantly, because that's really what homeowners are looking for, is the functionality of it, not really what's making it happen. Mm-hmm. So it's both, to answer your question.
Is you mentioned the functionality. Is it difficult? Is it challenging for a homeowner to operate these sophisticated systems?
The interface is very, very simple. We interface on iPad, iPhone, Android, any tablet we interface with. And if people are comfortable with operating any of those devices now, then the app that we put on to operate their house is no more difficult than any app they use on a day-to-day basis.
That's cool.
Now, on the back end, it can be a little technical, but that's what we're paid for, to make sure it works properly with just an icon press.
Mm-hmm. What's tell me about a typical project for Next Gen Technologies.
Well, we always start with structured cabling. Structured cabling is the backbone of the house. That's your TV cabling, your network cabling, your telephone cabling, if you want that. From there, we do security systems and surveillance on the security side of things. Almost every house. And then it's the amenities. So we would do distributed music, which would be rooms throughout the house that would have speakers in them, typically would have at least one home theater or room of surround sound in a house. And then from there, it's tie into automation. And automation is controlling the environment of the home. So mm-hmm. we can control the heating and air. We can control the lighting and make things happen off of each other. So now that the security system is tied in and the lighting is tied in, you can make those two things trigger each other. So you can have the security system, when you disarm it, turn on, you know, every light in the house, or, you know, the main pathway to get into the house, mm-hmm. whatever the homeowner provides. But my point being that, you know, in a truly automated environment, events occurring in the house are triggering other events in the mm-hmm. house.
Is having a home technology system installed in your home, is it a good investment?
I think so. it's my business, but I really think it can be. I mean, not only the convenience features, but there are not only just the convenience features and the cool factor, but you also have some real energy savings that you can quantify by using the house knows if you're home or if you're not home, so the thermostat will adjust itself accordingly. Lights that are not being used shutting themselves off instead of staying on constantly. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are some things you can do to really save some energy. Mm-hmm. Now, is that the only reason that you get it? No, I mean, it is cool too. Mm-hmm. So with those two things together, I think it's a great investment.
Mm-hmm. And I would imagine that having a lot of these bells and whistles would really help with resale of a home.
Yeah, and I don't know how much money you can get out of it reselling the house. I don't know how that goes into the appraisal of the home, but it certainly, if you had a house next to it that didn't have the bells and whistles, and you did, it certainly makes your house sexier.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine that things are always changing, and always there's something, some new kind of toy or something. What can you enlighten our listeners? What's new in home technology at Next Gen Technologies?
Well, a few things. The direction that a lot of things or a lot of houses are going to now is a distributed video system. Basically, what happens in a distributed video system is that all the gear goes into a centralized closet or rack or wherever you deem as central, and in the rooms themselves you end up with just the speakers or just the TVs. You don't have the gear. So that's a trend that we see increasing. Also, just unveiled a new line of touch screens for the wall. We have a 7 and a 10 inch version, the very, very good looking touch screens. And of course we've got the iPad, Android, and all touchscreen integration is not really new, but it's definitely the trend that homeowners are looking for. Mm-hmm. To be able to, you know, from their smart device control all these systems that we're putting in.
From start to finish, how long does it typically take Next Gen Technologies working with a homeowner?
Well, it can be a lengthy process, and I don't really mean lengthy. I just mean that, you know, we will meet with them pre-construction generally, hopefully, and even if they wait till, you know, the framing stages, we would meet with them then, and at that point come up with a plan that we will tweak over the next, you know, 6 to 9 to 12 month build, you know, until they're moving in, that it will continue to evolve to the package that they want to end up in. Now, on a retrofit scenario, we can, from meeting to completing the job, I mean, the turnaround can be pretty quick, mm-hmm. couple of weeks.
Football season's a few months away, 4 or 5 months. Is it too early to start talking to Next Gen Technologies?
Never too early. Never too early. No, I mean, it's, you know, especially if you have an in-depth project that you're looking to do with an audio-video system, you know, getting started sooner and having some time to tweak the plan is nice instead of being under a time crunch when mm-hmm. you get, you know, tomorrow's a kickoff. And
right, right.
We got to figure this out.
Well, tell everyone how they can get in touch with Next Gen Technologies.
You can always find us on our website, nextgenusa.com. We're on Facebook and Twitter, and our office number is 871-8531.
Okay, terrific. Well, we've been talking with Mac McIntosh with Next Gen Technologies. Thanks so much, Mac.
Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Sherwin-Williams, the Somerville location at 801 North Main Street in Somerville. And we're very proud to have Sherwin-Williams on board as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island at Family Circle Cup coming up April 25th and 26th at Family Circle Stadium on Daniel Island. And now we're talking with Carol Budden with Main Street Antiques. How you doing, Carol?
I'm great.
Good. Carol, take a moment and tell everybody about Main Street Antiques.
Okay, there's so much going on right now at Main Street Antiques, and I kind of wanted to hit today on the fact that we're more than antiques. We do take antiques and home decor consignments, but there's a lot more going in on. From the front of the store, you probably think we're a small business, and we're not. We're actually 6,000 square feet, and we have a great warehouse in the back, which is where we have our architectural elements and our man cave and all kinds of goodies back there.
I love that warehouse in the back.
It's fun.
There's some real neat stuff.
We have an area in the store dedicated to local Somerville, Charleston, and South Carolina books, art, and relics. We're one of only two stores in South Carolina that distributes farmhouse paint, which is a new paint product that's come out that doesn't require waxing, and we hold a monthly training class for that. We also have Fran Hannebrink. She's AGI certified gemologist in our store, and she provides appraisals and jewelry consignment. She's licensed in the state of South Carolina to buy gold and silver, and she can take an older piece that maybe you've inherited and never worn because it's just not your style. She can take that and have it updated into a new setting. She also does a silver restoration and repair service. We have local Charleston candles that are called She Sells, and they're in a variety of scents, appropriately named with familiar area, low country names.
There's She Sells. That's
she
cute.
She Sells. Uh-huh. They're really nice, and they've got a little seashell hanging on the front, but they are made right here in Charleston.
Oh, nice.
We have the architectural salvage that I mentioned earlier back in the warehouse. We have doors. We have some barn doors right now, which are real popular, and they even have the sliding hardware on them that actually came from a stable. And also keep a wish list for customers. We post photos of incoming and sale inventory on Facebook because with us being a consignment store, things change every single day. So we try to post nightly on Facebook. If you'll go there and like us on Facebook, you'll get those posts as well.
How does the consignment work?
Consignment, we take in home decor. There are some things that we don't take, but we have a contract that states all that. We keep things for 4 months. We split 50-50, and at the end of that, you can come and pick it up if it didn't sell, or we can donate it to charity.
And is it strictly antiques, or couldn't?
No, we take all kinds of home decor.
Okay.
Mostly home decor and jewelry, home decor accessories, furniture. Doesn't need to be antique.
Okay.
It can be contemporary.
Gotcha.
We sell a lot of furniture. There's not a furniture store in Somerville, so we see a lot of the people that are moving here. And we can sell the items that didn't fit in their new home, or they can pick up items that they need in their new home. So we work with either way, whether they're buying or selling.
Does Main Street Antiques ever turn any furnishings away?
Oh, yes. And we've recently contracted with Kim Dry here in Somerville, so we do take our upholstered furniture and have it professionally cleaned.
Gotcha. So there's a certain level of quality.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's important.
Absolutely. We set ourselves apart from the other stores in town, specifically from the very, very beginning. We are not booths. We don't have vendors set up in separate spaces. So our store's set up more like a furniture showroom. We have room arrangements and coordinating things put together in that room arrangement. We've been recognized, actually, we've been in business 4 years, and we've been recognized all 4 years as one of the best antique stores in Somerville. We're real proud of that.
Yeah, congratulations. Must have
Thank
a lot
you.
Of happy customers.
Thank you.
When it comes to antiques, what are some of the notable items that you've seen come through the Somerville and the Main Street Antiques door?
Well, we get a lot of buffets and dining room sets. We try to carry only complete sets of chairs. They're hard to find, especially if they've been passed down through generations. Mom or grandmom will give each sibling two chairs instead of keeping together, and they get separated. So we try to keep only bring in complete sets of the chairs, which they're hard to find.
Uh-huh.
Very hard. Right now we've got a great selection of ironwork, local ironwork. It's old, it's antique. We've got it hung on our rock, on a wall with rock behind it. It's really a beautiful display. And I've got photos of that on Facebook as well.
How does Main Street Antiques acquire your antiques? Is it mostly people that are bringing them to you, or do you go out and pick yourself?
For the most part, it pours in. Every day. We have so many people moving here, and they're just bringing us things that didn't fit in their house. Or they're moving away from here, and they don't want to pay to ship.
Right.
Furniture they know they're not going to use. We have quite a few out-of-state consigners with us that we've built up enough trust within the community that they trust that we will completely sell their furnishings and also send them checks.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had one of those antique roadshow moments where somebody has brought you in something that is just super valuable?
Well, Fran does with the gemology. Uh-huh. She does appraisals for people, and a lot of people don't even know if the stones they have are real or not real. I do have a piece right now in the store that we have already sent to Antiques Roadshow for their visit in Charleston this summer.
Uh-huh.
So I'm anxiously awaiting. I believe it's the oldest piece in the shop, and if it's what I think it is, it dates to the late 1700s.
Mm. Can you tell us what it is?
It's a little cabinet. It's a federal piece, and it's got the most amazing carved feet and legs. I think it's walnut.
Mm.
I found a very, very similar piece on the internet, and it was a federal piece from the 1700s, actually dated back to 1789, which is when George Washington was inaugurated.
Right.
So we hope we're going to hear back from
Antiques. Interesting. And you ship that off, or are you waiting to bring it?
They will come, and actually they're already accepting photos and that type of thing for furniture for the Charleston show, and they ask you the measurements, the weight, everything. They'll pick it up for you and transport it. We've always wondered how those cabinets get on the show, and you just picture this person standing in line for hours with this huge armoire or whatever. But no, I went on their website, and they'll come and get it if it's something they want on their show.
That's terrific. Well, good deal. Well, anything else at Main Street Antiques that we haven't covered?
We do have an upcoming fundraiser, hopefully April 10th and 11th. We're finalizing that. We're going to have our spring clearance sale, mm-hmm. and part of that will be a fundraiser for the Dorchester Children's Center, which is for abused local children here. They have just made an addition to their building, and they're going through a big fundraising chapter, and we will donate portions of our sales at that time to them, and hopefully bring in a lot of their supporters into the shop, and we'll just have a good time.
Oh, well, that's really nice of Main Street Antiques to give back like that.
We like to be involved in the community.
Well, good deal. Well, tell everyone where Main Street Antiques is located and how they can get more information on the web and so forth.
Okay, we're at 200A North Main Street in Somerville. We're just one block from the railroad track in the heart of downtown Somerville. You can reach us at 879-9529, mainstreet.antiques@yahoo.com. And as I said earlier, we're on Facebook, so like us on Facebook, and you'll get our post of sales and new inventory.
Terrific. Well, we have been talking with Carol Budden with Main Street Antiques. Thanks so much, Carol.
Talking about a home. Talking about me and you, the things we'll do or say to home. I'm not talking about a one-night stand. I wanna be your man.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.